向左转吗？
The control tower person said right.
控制塔的人员说 right, 是的。
So the airplane pilot turned right.
所以飞行员就向右转了。
That was the wrong direction.
那却是那个错误的方向。
The result was a fatal airplane crash.
结果就是一个致命的飞机失事。
It killed the pilot and it killed all of the passengers.
这个飞行员和所有飞机上的乘客全部丧生了。
When the accident investigators listened to the black box recordings,
当调查人员在聆听黑匣子录音时，
they discovered the one wrong choice of a word.
他们发现有一个错误的字的使用。
Instead of saying right meaning correct,
他们没有讲说 correct, 正确的。
The traffic should have said correct.
这个调制员应该说是 correct, 正确的。
He said right.
他说的是 right, 是右侧。
One word mistake meant life, and in this case, it meant death.
一个字的区别就决定了生与死，在这里就是死亡。
Have you ever spoken one word to someone and it was the wrong word?
你有没有曾经对人讲过一个字，但却是一个错误的字？
And when you said it and you watched the word go out, you couldn't get it back. It was too late.
你说出以后，你想把它再抓回，可是却抓不回来了。
We know that we can pick wise words or foolish words.
我们知道我们可以选择智慧的言语，也可以选择愚昧的言语。
And Proverbs 25:11, our main verse, says this: Like apples of gold in settings of silver.
箴言书25:11这样说：就如金苹果在银网子里。
Is a word spoken in the right circumstances.
这就是一个话说在正确的场合里面。
The right word at the right time is like a custom-made piece of jewelry.
正确的话说在正确的时间，就像是一件量身定做的首饰。
Proverbs 25:11, right word.Right time is like beautiful custom-made jewelry.
箴言书25:11所讲的就是正确的话在正确的时间里面就像是一个量身定做的首饰那样美好。
So when we look at wise words or foolish words, one of the best examples is King Solomon.
当我们在讲到说聪慧的语言还有愚拙的语言的时候，我们常常会想到所罗门王。
In 1 Kings 3:15-28, there's a story there that you may remember.
在列王记上3:16-28有一个故事，也许你会记得。
Two women were claiming to be the mother of a newborn baby.
两个妇人都说他们是一个新生儿的母亲。
They both argued and disagreed, so they came to King Solomon to ask him to make a decision.
他们两个彼此争论不休，他们后来来到所罗门王的面前来请求一个断绝。
Remember, he asked for a sword.
结果所罗门王说，拿一把剑来。
And he said,Cut the baby in half.
把这个 baby 切成两半。
Give this half to this lady who says that's her child. Give the other half to this lady who says it's her child.
这两个妇人一人得半个 baby.
Remember the story?
记得这个故事吗？
The real mother said, No, 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 don't cut the baby. Don't cut the baby in half. Give the baby to the other lady.
那个真的是母亲的那个人说就把这个 baby 千万不要切成两半，你就给另外一个妇人吧。
How did Solomon know who was the real mother?
所罗门王怎么知道哪一个是真的母亲呢？
He knew the real mother would never let her baby be killed just because she wanted to win an argument.
他知道这个真正的母亲绝对不会想要自己的 baby 死掉，只因为他想赢得这个争论。
Solomon knew how to use wise words.
所罗门王知道如何使用智慧的言语。
And it says in 1 Kings 3:28, and when all heard of the judgment of the king that he had given, they all respected him, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice.
列王记上3:28说，以色列人众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有神的智慧，能以断案。
When we are faced with decisions, important decisions to make, we learn that we should listen to all sides of the argument.
当我们在人生的各样的不容易当中来决定的时候，我们知道我们应该看各方面的情形。
We should pause, and if there's time to pray for direction and to sense what is the right word to, what are the right words to say now.
我们应该停下来向神祷告，来知道怎么样做出正确的决定。
Don't reply too quickly.
不要太快地做回复。
Don't reply when we're angry.
也不要在我们怒气的时候来回复。
Don't reply and favor somebody by not listening to somebody else.
也不要偏心任何人。
And as Christians, we can ask God to open our ears.
我们作为基督徒，我们应该求神来打开我们的耳朵，
open the eyes of our heart,
也把我们的心打开，
open our feelings,
把我们的情感也打开，
and speak to us, Lord, with your very best answers.
来向我们心里面来讲述神给我们最好的答案。
Wise and foolish words,
明智的还是愚昧的话。
Wise words are the best words, the very best words for the occasion.
智慧的言语在是在特定场合下最好的话。
Wise words fit the situation.
智慧的言语也是最适合那个场合的。
And part of picking the wise words is the length of the words and the number of the words.
选择智慧的话与我们所选择的字的长度和数目也有关系。
Ecclesiastes 5:2 says, do not be hasty in word or impulse in thought to bring up a matter in the presence of God.
传道书说，你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言。
For God is in heaven, and you are on earth.
因为神在天上，你在地下。
Therefore, let your words be few.
所以你的言语要寡少。
Few, well selected.
少的，但是却是精选的话。
Jesus is the master of few words.
耶稣是言语简洁的典范。
In Matthew 6:9-13, when his disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, he only used 66 words.
在马太福音六章中，当他的门徒来问耶稣说，教导我们如何祷告，耶稣只用了66个字来回答。
His 66 words covered all of life's situations.
66个字就涵盖了所有的生活的重要情景。
And so he never wasted words.
耶稣从来不厌浪费言语。
And he left his disciples, he left us with a timeless model to pray through.
他给他的门徒还有我们留下了永恒的祷告的模式。
And the word of God encourages us to let our yes be yes and to let our no be no.
神的话鼓励我们，让我们所说的是就是是，不是就是不是。
Scripture says all you need to say is simply yes or no. Anything beyond that comes from the evil one.
圣经中说，你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是，若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
Satan, the evil one, is a skillful user of words.
撒旦的恶者是善用言语的。
Do not get into discussions with Satan.
不要与撒旦进行对话。
If you encounter him, beat him as Jesus did by quoting the word of God accurately.
如果你需要面对他，你就应该像耶稣一样，用正确的用神的话语来击败他。
Only, I wonder if we, I don't know if that's a reach. Maybe we can move right. We got a lot of echo, you know. Hey, maybe I can borrow this one. Yeah, and I don't know if you can reach. I'll slide right. This is called mid-course correction. This one. Oh, I've got a lot of microphones. Okay. Hopefully you won't get the ring and we'll adjust the volume, okay?
我们来调一调这个音量，希望不再有回音了。
So we are encouraged to let our yes be yes and don't go beyond that.
所以我们鼓励大家是就是是，不是就是不是，不要多说。
Ecclesiastes 5:3 also continues. It says, "For the dream comes through much effort, and the voice of a fool uses many words."
在传道书中五到三节里面，神的话继续说。事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。
So using more words than is really needed and using too many words can turn a person into a foolish person.
如果我们用了很多不需要的话，并且说得太长的话，也会把一个人变成一个愚昧的人。
Now, some of you are laughing already because you know you have used too many words sometimes and it got worse and worse and worse. Yes, right? I can see.
我们看到有些人在笑啊，因为我们有的时候就是用的词越多，越显出我们的愚昧来。
We have two adult sons and we have 6 grandchildren.
Brother Andrews 有六个孩子，有两个孙子。
And I'm sure there are many parents here and many grandparents here. And do you see when you have used too many words with your children or the grandchildren? Do you watch their eyes?
我相信这里面有很多的父母，也有很多的祖父母哈。你有没有看到过这种情形？当你说了太多的话，你的孩子会翻白眼对你。
If they're honest and they're not 客气, if they really you are.They roll their eyes Well, the body changes and they're thinking something and you know what's coming.
你会观察到这种情形，就是孩子会翻着白眼，身体的姿势也不对了，你知道他们脑子里在想些什么。
Too many words from the parent, the baba, and I can, oh no, here comes the lecture.
爸爸说的实在太多了，看，又来教训我了。
Here comes the lecture again.
又来教训我。
And my younger son, with all respect, we're good friends, with all respect, when he was a teen, he'd say, Dad, I know what you're going to say.
我的那个儿子他就会对我讲说
and,
爸爸我知道你要讲什么。
So I say, oh really? You know what I'm going to say? Yes.
他说真的吗？你知道我要说什么吗？他说是的。
Give me some. And he would quote what I was going to say.
然后他会把我要讲的话讲出来。
Because I had said what I was going to say too many times.And he got it already.
因为我已经讲了太多次了，所以他早就记住了。
So he really didn't listen because I had used too many words too often, and he was checking out.
所以他真的没有听，因为我已经讲了太多次，他的脑子已经不在这上面了。
And what the sons or the grandchildren really don't want to hear is.
我们的孩子最不想听到的就是
When they make a mistake,
当他们犯错误的时候
they really do not want to hear I told you so.
他们最不想听到的就是说我告诉过你吧。
So we know how challenging words are because when we use too many or the wrong ones or we're angry, you can see what's coming. It's like a storm coming.
所以我们知道哈、用词是多么的挑战。如果用的太多或太多的时候，有那个会有风暴来临。
The warning, one of the many warnings from the Book of James is no one can tame the tongue.
在圣经雅各书的第三章六节的时候说。没有人
The tongue is a fire.
舌头就是火
The tongue is a restless evil.
舌头就像是一个永不停止的一个邪恶
The tongue is full of deadly poison.
舌头是满了毒气
With our tongue we bless our Lord the Father and with it we curse people.
我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的我们用舌头咒诅那照着形象神形象被造的人。
We curse people who have been made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing.
我们用舌头咒诅那照着神形象所造的人，用同一张嘴，我们祝福也用同一张嘴来咒诅。
And so James said, "My brothers and sisters, these things ought not to be this way."
所以雅各说我的弟兄姐妹们这是不应当的
So our tongues create words with which we can bless or curse
我们的舌头可以说的话可以祝福也可以咒诅
And because we really do want to speak like Christ we need God's divine help
因为我们真的很希望我们有基督样式的讲话所以我们需要神的帮助
We must ask for help from the Holy Spirit to help us pick the exact word or the exact number of words. Help us, Holy Spirit. We need help here.
我们必须要请圣灵帮助我们，让我们选择正确的话，并且选择正确的数目的话。是的，主，是的，圣灵，我们需要你的帮助。
Too many times we have made enemies because we spoke.Without thinking clearly, and we spoke words that were poisonous.
多少的时候，我们因为说的不仔细的想就说了，而且我们说的是有毒的一些话语，就为我们自己树敌。
So Colossians 4:6 encourages us: Let your words always be with grace.
所以在哥罗西章西书的第四章六节这样说，你们的言语要常常带着和气。
The words seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to this person who is right in front of you or on the phone with you. This one person, you will know how to respond when you're asking for grace when you speak.
所以我们要我们的言语要像用盐调和，就可知道怎样回答个人，无论是在你电话上通话的还是其他的人。
Words with grace bless people.
充满恩典的话祝福人。
Words with grace remind people that God loves them.
有恩典的话会提醒人神爱他们。
Words with grace show people that God is more willing to forgive people than to just tell them how bad they are.
充满恩典的话会让人们知道神愿意赦免他们，而不是总是提醒他们有多坏。
I was with some Chinese fathers yesterday, some dads.
昨天我有跟机会跟一些中国的父亲讲话。
And they all have children.
他们都有孩子。
And the dads said, you know, our Chinese dad, I am a Chinese dad, and my job is to correct and rebuke and tell them when they're wrong.
作为一个中国的父亲，我所做的就是要改正他们，斥责他们，告诉他们他有错的事情。
And then the mother is supposed to be warm and compassionate and loving and train them, but I am to rebuke and to correct and tell them when they're wrong. I thought, oh, okay.
做母亲的就是做红脸的他们总是说一些温暖的话来爱他们来关心他们，但是做父亲的就是做那个黑脸的总是要改正他们斥责他们修正他们。
Okay, now in all fairness, these men are in their 50s, so they come with the mold, they come with an expectation, and they are raised in a certain way, right? Some of you say, oh, that sounds familiar. But the new generation, the new dads who are coming, they may not have, well, they have a model, but they may have a different view of how they are going to speak with their children, and they may have different language. They may actually be better, I don't know, be better at choosing words. I hope so.
那是五十年代那老一辈的做父母的大概就是这样的样式，但是新一代的做父母的有可能与这个不一样。
Words with grace, Christ's words are nourishing and they taste good, they're healthy.
充满恩典的话是滋润人的是有味道的，是健康的。
It doesn't mean that Christ didn't speak the truth, because he certainly did.But there's a way that he spoke that said, I love you. Mostly it was, I love you, and I'm not focusing on how bad you are. I'm saying God loves you, and he forgives you. So come to him. Amen?
神并不是这样说这样用充满恩典的话，并不是说他没有讲到真理，他把真理表达出来，但是他让人知道神爱他们。我愿意你来到我的面前。
Brothers and sisters, if you're watching the national and global news, if you're watching leaders of the world speak to each other, do you ever get tired of how much they blame each other?
弟兄姐妹们，当你在看电视或者新闻的时候，你看到各国的国家领导在彼此对话的时候，你会不会觉得很无聊？
And if you listen too long to the words, you may feel like you are getting poisoned by the words.
如果你听得太多，你会觉得你已经被毒害了。
And so we want to ask the Lord to help us not to speak words that are going to poison the listener.
所以我们要请神帮助我们，让我们不要说那些毒害人的话。
Poisonous words.In Asian countries, and I'm going to give you that example, in Asian countries like Korea and Japan and mainland China, I'll just leave it there. There are spoken words, there are lots of examples that words, certain words will poison people.
有一些毒害的话，我们可以用 亚洲的一些国家作为例子， 比如说韩国, 日本, 还有中国大陆, 他们常常用一些口语的话 来毒害人。
And I think you will agree that these Asian countries that I have named and I have been in are known to be shame-based and performance-driven cultures or countries.
我相信大家会同意我，因为我也在那边生活过。这些亚洲国家，他们是众所周知，它是以羞耻感还有绩效为导向驱动的。And
excellent research on shame indicates that when people use shame to push people into performing, it does not produce long-term results.
用羞耻感来驱动人，使人产生绩效，并不能产生长久正面的效果。It
produces resentment and anger that is stuffed inside, and sometimes it produces avoiding certain people who shame you and who are pushy and sometimes very difficult to be with. That's what happens sometimes.
那结果就是他们有怨恨，他们充满了怒气，他们会尽量去回避那些羞辱他们、逼他们的人。这些情况有时候很难被察觉。
Do you remember the child's poem that says this?
你记得有一个孩子的诗歌这样说吗？
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me.
木棍和石头会折断我的骨头，但辱骂我的名字不会伤害到我。
Is this true?
真是这样子吗？
Or is that a half truth?
还是半个真的？
Sticks and stones can break your bones, but do names really hurt people if they're the wrong names?
木棍和石头会折断我的骨头，但是辱骂人名的话不会伤害到我吗？
How many of you, when you were growing up, somebody teased you with a name that was not kind? How many of you had that? Somebody gave you names and they made fun of you. Anybody here?
有没有人曾经被人来口侮辱的话，侮辱你的名字，有这样的经历的？
I see the smiles. And then how many of us said the names? We changed the name. We rhymed it. We made fun of them. And then we walked away and we laughed. We thought it was funny. Anybody here?
有没有人会做这样的事情，就是去给人家起外号、笑话人这样的事呢？
And then we can remember times when we were kind and we spoke a good word and the person really liked to hear that and they felt like they wanted to be with us.
我们也会有这样的情形，当我们说良善的话、来鼓励的话的时候，就让人愿意与我们亲近。
So I'll give you one example and you will recognize it right away, I think.
我给大家一个例子，大家可以。Recently
in the Seattle Times, about a month ago or so, they ran a story called Left Over Women.
在最近的西雅图时报当中有这样一个故事，是讲到剩女的事情。And
they went into a description of the unmarried leftover women who were searching for ways to avoid going home and hearing their parents say to them things like, your classmates have children, you don't even have a boyfriend.
这个故事呢，就是讲到有一些大龄的剩女，她们很不愿意回到家里面，听到亲人常常这样说，你的同学都有孩子了，你连个男朋友还没有。So
the Seattle Times story said, there were many single women older than 25 who really didn't want to go home for the Lunar New Year holiday to have to hear words about still being single.
所以这些剩女们，她们差不多就是二十好几还没有结婚的人，她们很不愿意在新年的时候回到家里面，因为很怕被亲人问及这些事情。
And so Seattle Times says a number of these words did not want to hear
at home, hurry up and get married.
很多人他们特别不愿意听到，就说赶快结婚吧。
They just didn't want to hear it again and again and again, so they didn't want to go there. They didn't want to hear words that poisoned them and hurt them.
所以他们特别不想听到这些话，这些话真是伤害到他们。
So the Seattle Times, now the Seattle Times is teaching everybody who's reading this in English.
所以西雅图时报。
So they're teaching it, and they'll say, ah, some parents and aunties and uncles will become matchmakers.
西雅图时报他会讲到说，有些父母就成了媒人了。
And some of these women who are left over, bad name for them, will actually invent boyfriends. They'll make them up, fake news.
所以这些剩女们为了避免这样的情况，她们会假称自己已经有男朋友了。
And some of the women who don't want to hear these words, they'll ask their bosses to give them more work during the holiday so they have to work and don't go home.
甚至有些人为了避免这样的事情，他们请他们的老板给他们更多的工作，让他们可以加班。
And hospitals in Asian countries are now reporting.There are more and more young people seeking medical treatment for anxieties.
所以在现在的医疗的医院的一些报道中，说有越来越多的年轻人，他们寻求医疗的帮助，因为他们有焦虑症。
Well-placed, well-chosen words will bring health to people.
合意的言语可以造就人，可以带给人健康。
Now let me give you a Ecclesiastes, and then I'm going to illustrate this, which I like to illustrate. This Ecclesiastes 12:11 says this: The words of the wise prod to live well. Words of the wise are like nails hammered home, holding life together.They are given by God, the one shepherd.
传道书第十二章十一节这样说：智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会众之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个牧者所赐的，就是神所赐的。Brother Andrews 会给大家有一个
Listen to the image. Wise words are like nails hammered home.Holding life together. That's the picture.
大家可以想象这样一个图像哈，就是智慧的言语就像是一个钉子哈，被钉牢在一个地方。我们知道，很好的。老师的话，他会用来做示范，而不是只是讲而已。
Okay. One of my students gave me this for our poll. It has our name, Andrew, Dick, and Bob. So they gave it as a gift to us.
有一个学生送给我们这样的一个礼物，上面写着我们的名字。言语很重要，这上面写的是我正确的名字。如果这上面的给我的礼物上面如果名字写错了怎么办呢？所以他的这个名字写的是对的 Andrews 他的意思就是像个男人一样、这是一个很好的礼物我想把它挂在、家中外面的什么地方我应该用这个线吗？让它比较平衡。 还是用绳子把它挂在什么地方？还是我需要用这个胶布？传道书上所说的是什么呢？所以我们知道传道书所说的是用钉子和锤子。所以这里面讲的就是说，智慧的话就像是钉子被锤子钉住的样子。智慧的话语是可以让会盯住这些事把这个东西盯得住。我从来没有打过人的手指。大家可以看得见吗？所以我们知道智慧的言语是给我们一个牢固的一个印象的，是把那个事情要盯住的。圣经的话就可以给我们这样的一个牢固的一个牢靠可靠。
And brothers and sisters, on your outline, you will see that Jesus, you remember this in Yuhan 3 and Yuhan 4, Jesus is the Logos, right? The Logos, the Word of God. He has God's transcendence. He has everything. He's part God, and he's represented by the Greek word, the Word. He is the Word. So we've been talking about choosing words well.
我们在约翰福音当中知道耶稣就是 Logos, 就是那个道。
John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音的一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Beautiful, 太初有道。Oh, beautiful, great. And so Jesus is with God. He's the second person in the Trinity. It includes the Holy Spirit. He is the Word of God. There's no poison in him.
所以耶稣就是三位一体真神中的第二位，第三位是圣灵。
And when he gives us his words, he gives us life and grace and blessing.
当他把他自己把的话给我们的时候，那个是有生命的，是有祝福的，是有恩典的。
And when he used words that were hard, when he used hard words, it was always with people who who thought they didn't need help and that they had a system that would work without God. They had a way to deal with things, but they didn't need Jesus. Those are the ones who were dangerous. Those are the ones he had the hardest words for. Because he said, you are play-acting. You are hypocrites. So Jesus knew when to speak powerful words.
耶稣有的时候会用非常严厉的话语跟人讲话， 那么这些人常常是那些觉得他们不需要神的人， 所以耶稣会用这些严厉的话语对待他们。
So brothers and sisters, let me start to close the message, okay? And I ask you by application.
我们来做一个总结，下面是有一些应用。
Are my words that I pick, are they godly? Are they wise? Are they suitable for the person and the situation in which I am in?
我所说的话是否是智慧的呢？是否是敬虔的呢？ 是否是有帮助的呢？ 是不是合适这个情形的？
Scripture says that we are to guard our hearts above all other things.
圣经上说，我们要保守我们的心，胜过一切。
Because from our hearts are going to flow the real issues, the real stuff that we have in there.
因为从我们的心里面会流出来那个真实的东西。
And Matthew 12:34-36 says this, For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of.
马太福音第12章34节这样说，因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。If
our heart needs cleansing because it's dirty or it has very poor thought, if our heart needs cleansing, we go to Christ. If you're a Christian, you go to Christ and he will cleanse that heart if you give it to him and repent. Amen?
如果我们的心需要 清洁，因为我们的心里常常有一些肮脏的东西，我们就会来到耶稣的面前，求他来洁净我们。And
Pastor Huang, if you are leading the communion time, or whoever's leading, are you leading it? Yes, okay. Incidentally, I'm really glad to see you, because I've come for many years and you were not here, and you're here now, and I'm very glad to meet you, because I know when you do a good job, you will lift the load from people who we're carrying that load. And I love it. I'm glad to see you. Very glad.
我们很高兴黄牧师现在在这里，一会儿要带领我们进行有圣餐，可以在这个圣餐的时候，我们要让神的话被高举。
But when Pastor Huang leads communion, he will probably always say, this is a time to examine your lives. This is a time to examine your hearts. Because to come to the table, to come to the communion table and go through the motions with a heart that is not for, has not asked for forgiveness of sin. Scripture says, don't do that. Don't do that. That's what Nabu, don't do that. That is dangerous. And Scripture says sometimes that's why sometimes people got sick in the old days. You come and it's a chance to be clean, to be cleansed by the blood. Today. So this is serious. It's joyful, but it's serious. It's time for us to get right. Out of the mouth, out of the heart, out of the, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And brothers and sisters, let me just encourage you.
弟兄姐妹们,
but also warn you.
也是一个警告。
The warning comes from Matthew 12:36-37.
这个警告是从马太福音第36到37节来的。
Jesus warns us.
耶稣警告我们说,
But I, Jesus, tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment.
我又告诉你们, 凡人所说的闲话, 当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。
For every empty and every careless word that they have spoken.
所有的闲话，每一句无用的话，都要供出来。
For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned.
我们会因为你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
I will not unpack that verse, but I'm saying to you that someday when we face judgment, the day has been set already. Judgment day is set, Acts 17. The day is set. Everybody's going to appear before God for judgment. When that day comes, it is not only based upon how we lived, and if you're a Christian, you have forgiveness, so you will be in good shape because of the blood. But we will also be accountable for the careless words, the words we did not take care, the words that we didn't prepare, the words that we were careless with. We will be accountable for those words when we meet the Lord, and He will talk with us. So I want to feel the weight from this day forward. And I want you to feel the warning that choose your words well. Don't have, not sloppy words, don't have careless words. It'd be good to do a Greek study on that. Watch your words, because you will be accountable for careless words and words that were not, that did not please the Lord. That to me is a very large gift, to know that before we get there.
我们知道当审判的日子，我们不只是我们所做的，我们所说的每一句话都要在神面前交账，所以我们要对自己所说的那些不小心说出来的或者是闲话要很小心。
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening today. I know some of these may be hard things to hear.
也许有一些话是比较难以接受的。
And I trust that my tone isn't to scare you or to make you feel bad, but that the tone is biblical, and that the tone in the Bible is always, always towards being forgiven by God. When we recognize how bad we are and ask Him, Lord, please turn my life. Please turn my life. Lord, please bring me back to you, or bring me to you, because if you leave me alone with my life only, I will likely destroy myself. I will likely hurt other people. If you let me go without help from you, Lord Jesus, I am probably going to bring poison and bad things to some people, and I don't want to do that.
我希望我的语气不是太严厉。圣经里神的话总是带着恩典。我希望。
If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children,
如果你既然是邪恶的，竟然也会知道把好的东西给你的孩子。
How much more will the Father in heaven,
更何况我们在天上的父呢？
Give us all things that are helpful.
岂不把一切我们所需要的都给我们。
Brothers and sisters, thank you for listening today. May the Lord's Supper, may communion be a blessing to you as you seek the Lord's forgiveness and get cleansed by Him before you touch the elements.
谢谢弟兄姐妹今天听我的讲道。我们来预备我们的心，让神的话来清洁我们，在我们在圣餐之前我们接近自己。
And thank you to the worship leaders today. The harmony was very good. It was delightful to see you up here with strong voices and some visible joy.
谢谢今天带敬拜的弟兄姐妹，他给我们的和声非常的美妙。 谢谢大家。